Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is March the 6th, Wednesday evening, 2024. March the 6th, 2024. We welcome you to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. We will never be the same in Jesus' name. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, in his power, and his ability, the ability that he gives us every day to walk in his wisdom and in his knowledge, and to walk in his love and compassion and mercy, and to love one another, especially in the body of Christ, that we love one another. How will the world know that we are his disciples? Is that we love one another. We show love everywhere we go. We don't act unbecomingly, even though they are non-believers. But how will they know unless we show the love of God in them? Not that we agree with their sin. That's not what we're doing. But we love them, and we're not rude with them. And if they don't want to hear the word of God, we don't push our way to them, unless they want to hear it. And when you allow God to open that door for you to minister to others the love of God and to let them know that Jesus is the only way to the Father, then you have an open door to go and minister and give the good news of Jesus Christ and have them receive Jesus. Amen. So always look for that opportunity that when God nudges you by his Holy Spirit to say this to that person, and you know that the flow of God's love is flowing, you can minister to them because they're receptive. They're open to receive what you have to say about Jesus. And you can always tell if people say, I don't want to hear it, then you just go on and don't push your way through trying to tell them about Jesus. I don't do that. Jesus never did that. So we follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I thank you for coming to the Oasis, to the filling station and the boot camp and the rivers of living water. We cannot do anything apart from God. If we're children of God, we depend totally on being led of the Holy Spirit. We depend on our Father God, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And apart from him, we cannot do nothing. We want to be led always by the Holy Spirit, not by our flesh, but what the Spirit of God is saying and what the will of God is. And the will of God is his word, the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides and lives in us forever and ever. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for every person that has come in to listen to the word of God, to your words, Father God, they will change their lives forever. And the revelation that you give them as they are doers of the word. We are doers of the word. We're not only hearers, but we're doers. Say, I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the word. And I'll tell you what, when we obey and do what the Lord says, you know what? He will lead us into good things. Bad things are always of the enemy, but God always has his hand upon us. And he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You're never alone. I am with you. And it's so true. When we get the revelation that he is in us, that's why he doesn't leave us, because we're children. We're the sons and daughters of God and the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are in us. We have the will of God in our spirit. We are led of the Holy Spirit. He is our comforter. He is the intercessor. He is the strengthener. He is the standby. He is our lawyer, our advocate. He's everything that we would ever need. Anything you need is in you, already in your spirit. There's nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing damaged. Everything has been done by the Father God. And aren't you glad that we're never alone? He is always with us. His eyes are on us constantly. And we are the children of the Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth. And oh, how He loves us. He loves us so much that He did not leave anything off that we would ever need to be in this earth and to fulfill His destiny, His plan, His course, His assignment, His race for our lives. And we want to be children, obedient children, to do the will of God and fulfill all that God has called us to do, and to be the glory of God on this earth, to be the salt of the earth, and to be the light of the world, because we have the glory and the light and the salt of the earth of God in us, so we can go on this earth living our lives and as representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when people see us, they see something different. We're not like the unbelievers. We're believers. We're children of God. That's what separates us. And that's why we are here, to do the will of God in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Today, we're going to be speaking on health food devotions. Kenneth E. Hagin. I know some of you say, again, healing. I love to talk about healing, because if we don't have healing, we don't have health, we don't have anything. We can't do anything. We're not going to be able to minister to people if we're sick all the time, scraping the bottom of the barrel, or we can't do anything. No, we want to be healthy because we want to let other people know that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, and Jesus delivers. Amen. So let's look at Malachi 3:6. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. I'm sorry, let's go back again. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not. And then Exodus 15:26. Exodus 15:26. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. And if He's the Lord that healeth us, He is the Lord that never changes. Amen? He will never change and say, oh no, I can't heal you. No. His word has already been established and is released on the earth and is concrete, and nothing will move God's word or change it in our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. God is still in the healing business. Oh, don't you love that Jesus is our healer? Don't you love it that He has healed us already? And don't you love it that we can have healing in our bodies, which is the Lord Jesus? He's the healer. He's the greatest healer. And He lives in us. Amen. His life and His breath is in us. Amen. God is still in the healing business. The Lord said to Israel, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. According to Exodus 15:26. God was Israel's healer. So God provided physical healing under the old covenant. But some people don't believe that the Lord heals today under the new covenant. Now the children of Israel were never sons of God or daughters of God. They were only servants of God. Since God did not want His servants sick, since He had made provision for them to be well and live their full life out down here on earth without sickness or disease, why would He want something less for His sons and His daughters? You are a son and you are a daughter of the Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth. Wouldn't it be strange for God to want His servants to be well, but His sons and daughters to be sick? Nope, that's not good. Amen? Under the new covenant, we are God's sons and daughters. In the New Testament, Peter says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, according to Acts 10:38. This revelation from the Apostle Peter tells us that those Jesus healed were oppressed of the devil. So Jesus is the healer and Satan is the oppressor. Satan is the one that brings sickness and disease, and he brings the curse against us. If he can, every day he wants to throw sickness and disease. But guess what? We don't have to take it. We say, no, you don't, in the name of Jesus. I'm covered by the blood, and you get your sickness and disease away from me and my body. Now I command you to leave. Amen. This text tells us that Satan is the author of sickness and disease. I know a lot of people don't believe that there's Satan, but there is. Satan is the god of this world. And he influences the non-believer because they're going right along with him, but he influences the Christians too. He attacks us any way he can to get us to have doubt and unbelief. He brings thoughts, ideas, and suggestions against us that opposes God's word, but we have the greater one in us. We know the truth. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and the truth shall set you free and keep you free. And the truth is God's word. That's why it's so important for us to get the word in us, so when the enemy comes and tries to put sickness or disease or lies, thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, we cast them down. We cast down vain imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God, and we bring them into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, there is no dispute that God was the healer and Satan was the one who made people sick. And he's still making people sick now, the ones that believe it. Amen. Yet many people today say, God is not in the healing business anymore. No, God is still the same business. He's still in the same business that he was always been in. And that is the healing business. And the devil is in the same business that he has always been. And that's to make people sick and bring diseases and sickness upon them. Amen. God is doing the same work that he has always done, and the devil's doing the same work that he has always done. We have an enemy. We have an enemy that comes against us every day, but we have the greater one living in us. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the most powerful name, the name of Jesus, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. God has not changed, and the devil has not changed. So our confession is, God does not change. Since he provided healing for his servants under the old covenant, he also provides healing for me because I'm a child of God today. I'm a child of God. I'm a daughter of the Most High God. I'm a son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves us and he wants us to be kept healed. He wants us to be free from sickness and disease and oppression, loneliness, poverty, self-pity, whatever it may be. He wants us free all the time because he already gave us everything we would ever need. It's in our spirit, man, and we just got to bring it out and say, no, you don't, devil. You will not bring anything against me, against my husband, against my children, against my household, against my marriage, in the name of Jesus. You just get out of our house right now. Get off our bodies, in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease, I give you no place in this house or in my body. No place. I resist you, sickness and disease, and you leave now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Father, you are so good to us. You keep us healthy every day according to your word, Father. We walk according to your will, and your will is to keep your daughters, your sons and your daughters healed from sickness and disease always, Father God. And that is why another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, in his power, in his ability. He expects us to use his authority and his power and his ability to take authority over the enemy when he comes and tries to oppose God's word against us and bring doubt and unbelief towards us about God. No, no, no. In the name of Jesus, we wail the two-edged sword in our mouth and we declare that Jesus is Lord. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is our master, and we depend and rely on the Lord Jesus Christ, our King. Our King, our victorious King, our overcoming King. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I'm going to just read this for you. And this is a confession too, but is a revelation to us. I release my faith for healing with words. I release my faith for healing with words. God created the world with words. Amen. God created the world with words. Genesis 1:2. We got saved by saying words, by saying the word of God. Romans 10:9-10. Romans 10:9-10. And we can have what we say according to Mark 11:23. There is power in our words, according to Romans 4:17 and Proverbs 18:21. There is power in our words, Romans 4:17 and Proverbs 18:21. This is how the kingdom of God works. Nothing happens until we speak, until we say what God says. I think too many times we aren't speaking to our mountains or to our mountain. We are letting our mountain speak to us. Amen? And the mountain is telling you, oh, you're sick. You're never going to get well. Oh, my foot hurts. Oh, my head hurts. Oh, my back hurts. I don't know what I'm going to do. How am I going to pay the bills? That's not what God says. Amen? That's the mountain. That's the flesh. The flesh will tell us what opposes God's word. Amen? And we're saying what we see and feel, and we agree with the circumstances instead of agreeing with God's word. We start agreeing with how we feel. Oh, this pain hurts. Oh, my head hurts. Oh, my hand hurts. My foot hurts. Oh, my head is really pounding really bad. No, we don't agree with our flesh, because our flesh opposes God's word. The flesh doesn't have anything good to say about God, because it is negative, always critical, always reasoning what it wants, and it never wants to be in agreement with God's word. That's why we have to fill our minds. That's why God says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Amen? Holy and acceptable unto God. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and the perfect will of God. Amen? The good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. The good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. And that is for us to be healed. We're not going to be healed, people of God. We already healed. Jesus already healed us 2,024 years ago. That's why it's so important for us to read the Word of God. Not constantly, but have it before us. Because the Word of God says, this book of the law, which is the book of God's words, shall not depart from your eyes, from your ears, from your mouth. We are never to let God's word depart from our eyes, our ears, and our mouth, because we want to be hearers of the word and doers of the word. And how are we doers? By speaking the word of God, declaring it out of our mouth as the two-edged sword. Amen. And saying, body, you line up with the word. You are healed. And when pain starts to come, nip it at the bud and say, no, you don't, in the name of Jesus. But what if the symptoms are still there? What if I'm still in pain? Nope. Stand your ground and say, no, you don't. Because if we don't stand on God's word and we have doubt and unbelief and we let it go, we will stay sicker longer. The sickness will be taken over our bodies and we'll stay sicker. But as long as we keep saying, nope, in the name of Jesus, you get out of my body right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father, right now, that person who's having headache pain right now, in the name of Jesus, I command that headache pain to leave now in the name of Jesus. I call you healed and made whole. I command high cholesterol to leave your body right now. I command your arteries and your veins and your blood vessels in the name of Jesus to be free and clean of any high cholesterol. Your cholesterol is normal right now in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, I speak to you and I declare right now in your body that that high blood pressure has to cease in Jesus' name. And I command it to be 120 over 70. Never high blood pressure in your body. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing right now. Receive your healing. You receive it now in the name of Jesus. We sent your word, God, and you healed that person who's ever listening and taking it whole and taking it as their own, Father. They own it. They own your word, Father, and they will not let it go. In the name of Jesus. If you attend to my word and you listen to my word, my child, I will keep you healed. And when symptoms come, you open your mouth and wail the two-edged sword and speak to those symptoms and they have to leave. For you are a child of mine and you've been bought by the blood of the Lamb. You've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, my only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth shall not perish but have everlasting life. In the name of Jesus, go forth in victory and kick sickness out of your house. Kick it out of your body and say, get out of here. You are utterly destroyed from my body. In the name of Jesus, utterly destroyed from my body. In Jesus' name. Eso torondo rebase que tendo corambara. Ashatala marhat sikiria lo mohoshataya. Ele brisikiria ande rebisakarande rebisakadara. Ando condor bara sikiria de diat sutiria. Don't you know that my Son paid the price already for your healing? So when symptoms appear or try to come and tempt you to be sick, you can wail the two-edged sword and say, no, you don't. Sickness has already been defeated. It is under my feet. Jesus already conquered sickness and disease, so I can walk on this earth free from sickness and diseases and free from the curse. Hallelujah. For the Spirit of life has set me free from the power of sin. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. Etere masuri badinka talanda de boshate. Oh, le besika taranda de beresi. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we honor you. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for your presence, your holy presence. Thank you for your anointing that sets people free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty, our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. How we love you, how we bless you. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming and hearing the word of God. We love you. We bless you. We just release the blessings of the Lord that surround you wherever you go. We release the angels of God to be around you wherever you go. in the marketplace, the workplace, all around you, all around your children, your marriage, your household. In the name of Jesus, protection over your children, over your sons and daughters, God. And we just want to thank you so much. Thank you again. And have a blessed evening again. And we will see you next week on Wednesday, our daily bread. We love you. God bless you. Have a great evening. Amen. Amen.